Well, hi there, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for the weekly podcast. I'm sitting here right now on the 8th floor of the Park Royal Hotel at Melbourne Airport, staring out, watching planes land. It's really quite therapeutic when you just kind of sit here and watch planes just gently land. It's beautiful to sit here, big window, and really cool to get to do the podcast from somewhere a little bit different, usually in the studio. But a little more laid back, a little less caffeine. It's later in the day, so it's going to be a bit more reflective this time. But hopefully wherever you're listening to it, you're going to grab a couple of great points out of it. And if you're listening to it, you may have seen the video already, where this week what I want to talk about is this concept of incremental growth. So I guess why I wanted to do this podcast was, you know, I'm really committed to goals and I'm really committed to helping people develop goals and work out strategies and plans that are effective so that you can actually reach them. But what we so often find is that people, you know, they don't know enough about the science behind goal setting. And, you know, even last night I was reading a fantastic sort of more high-end book on the science of goal setting, because it's not enough just to go, I want this and expect that it's going to happen. We often need to really understand how the process works. So for so many people, they have these vague, you know, they're barely goals. They're just ideas. You know, I want X to happen at some point. And when it doesn't happen, you know, the immediate response is, well, this stuff doesn't work and I'm miserable and it's never going to work out. And people give up really easily. I mean, you know, the research is quite clear that, you know, so few people really persevere through to the end of the attainment of a goal. So I want to talk to you about incremental growth, and I want to sort of help you to take the pressure down a little bit, help you to realize that sometimes it's not always about this, you know, the destination. And it's a bit of a cliche, but it's also very much about the direction and the journey and who we become in the process and this idea of incremental growth. Now, one of the reasons this is hard for us culturally is that we're immersed in a culture at the moment of, you know, absolute instant success. You know, so much of what we see on TV, reality shows, you know, a lot of us are watching reality shows where people are, you know, performing X Factor, So You Think You Can Dance, all these different shows where it seems that people just come out of nowhere and suddenly have big success. So it's really easiest to, you know, to get sort of be surrounded by that and begin to think that that's how the world is, and that, you know, all it takes is to turn up at the right place and just wow people and everything's going to work out. And so what we don't see is the years and years of work that often lead up to real success in people's lives. So on the way down here today, I was reading a great book, which I just picked up in the airport, called 18 Minutes by Peter Bregman. And he was talking about, I don't know if you remember her, Suzanne Boyle, that won, you know, that talent show in the US. And, you know, she came out of nowhere. She wasn't your typical kind of diva singer. And, you know, when she first appeared, people were laughing at her. And then she, you know, had this incredible voice and moved so many people. And the result was that, you know, people thought, wow, this out of nowhere, she came out of nowhere, this incremental success idea wasn't part of it. It was like, well, she just appeared and she was just overnight success. But when you read Bregman's book, you find out, of course, that she'd been singing for 37 years. And she'd had a huge amount of coaching and she'd worked incredibly hard at it. So I guess what I'm saying here is what we don't see is the amazing work behind what happens. You know, our culture and our media culture just feeds us the end result and shows us people doing this amazing stuff, but we don't get to see what happened on the way in. So another thing I mentioned in the video is this idea of universal laws. That the universe is structured in particular ways, and we can look around us and sometimes see those principles and see those ideas and begin to apply them in our own life. And the image that I gave in the video was of an oak tree. You know, an oak tree at full maturity is the most extraordinary thing to see. It's this massive, incredibly strong, deeply rooted tree. But of course, it starts from an acorn and it goes through this long, long process over hundreds of years of incremental growth. So I want you to apply that principle to your life, and I want to frame a couple of simple questions for you. They're not complex. It's just to say, what is the general trend and direction of your life? You know, Tony Robbins used to talk about setting the game up to win. You know, when you have small wins, when you have little movements in the right direction, it's really important to celebrate those. And sometimes if you're like me, you can be really hard on yourself. You can kind of be like, oh, you know, I'm not doing well enough, or I'm not where I should be. And we so easily forget the small steps that have got you probably already a really long way. So I guess the simple message in this week's podcast and the video is just to say, you know, step back and, you know, look at where you have come from. I mean, there's a good chance that you're already doing well and you're already, I mean, if you listen to this stuff, if you're even listening to me, then you're obviously the kind of person that has an interest in growing and developing. So, you know, where are you doing well? And I look back at where you've come from. You look at some of the wins you've had. You know, you're probably doing much better than you actually think, and you really are having a crack. So keep moving in this direction of incremental growth. You know, what can you do this week? What book can you read? What YouTube video could you watch? What podcast could you listen to? What step could you take? What phone call could you make? Small things, you know, just little incremental stages of growth. You know, I'm doing these all the time. You know, sometimes I think it's like, you know, when you see guys fishing, you know, deep sea fishing, they spend a lot of time throwing heaps of stuff off the back of the boat. You know, they call it chum, right? It's like fish guts and bits and pieces and fish blood, and they throw it into the water and it attracts the bigger fish. And sometimes you just got to keep putting stuff out there. You got to keep trying stuff. You got to keep, you know, putting stuff out there and making connections and doing stuff so that the small things happen. You know, I remember last week, you know, sometimes if I get a bit tired or I'm not sure what to do, I get sensitive to that moment and I step up and say, right, okay, this is a moment to push. And I sat in my office and I hand wrote a whole bunch of letters to some important contacts of mine and put a whole bunch of like chum in the water. I put a whole bunch of feed out there in the water and connections with people. And then within a few days, you know, emails and phone calls started coming through that, you know, were moving me in the direction I wanted to be moving in. I've set up some amazing meetings in a few weeks with some very influential people that'll see our business grow. So I guess, you know, it wasn't about me suddenly hitting some massive target, you know, or becoming Secretary General of the United Nations. It was just me, you know, moving in the direction, taking little steps. This stuff really works. I want you to know that. It's not just, you got to do this, you know. You've actually got to start acting in the world and doing little things. So what is the trend? What is the trajectory? You know, you're sitting on the couch all the time doing nothing, and are you in the blame game? Like, get out of the blame game. You know, I love saying these mantras that have appeared in so many of my podcasts. No one's coming to the rescue. You've got to hear that. No one is going to suddenly turn up and fix your life. Fixing your life is your job. Yes, you can get support and ask for people's help and get all sorts of inputs, but at the end of the day, you know, no one's turning up on a big white horse to fix all your problems, financial, health, money, whatever they are. You've got to be in the game. And, you know, being in that game means that sometimes, yes, you will have big wins, but sometimes it's just grinding out the incremental growth, the incremental change, the little steps. I really want you to hear this again. What are you going to do this week? What are you going to do? What little steps are you going to take? What phone calls, what letters, what emails, what social media, what conversations? You know, it could be little stuff. Like, maybe you're in a relationship, you're married or you're dating, and, you know, it's gone a bit, you know, it's not going too well. Things have sort of plateaued. Well, you know, no one's going to suddenly turn up and give you a free invitation to a restaurant, but you can pick up the phone and make a restaurant booking and take someone out and just sit with them and say, hey, look, I think we're stagnating here. We want to grow. And have that conversation. Now, that doesn't mean by the end of the night your marriage or your dating relationship is going to be absolutely perfect, but you will have taken a step of incremental growth. So this stuff isn't that complex, you know, it's just little stuff, and I want you to encourage you with it. And that's all I want to say to you this week is, where are you heading? Are you taking the small steps? Don't stress out or get down on yourself if you haven't achieved the exact total, you know, totality of the goals that you want to achieve. Just make sure that you're moving in the direction. So that's it for this week. If you haven't grabbed a copy of my book yet, I want you to grab one. It'll be somewhere on the webpage, or it'll be on my website at jonathandoyle.co. And I'm going to put a link to Instagram under here too, because I love Instagram. It's really cool. You can sort of really share what you're doing and thinking with people. So if you're on Instagram, make sure you follow me there. And my Twitter feeds will be there too. So keep in touch. I've been getting some great emails recently. Like, really, it is a massive privilege. Honestly, I get these emails. Some of them the last couple of weeks have been incredible. So if you're listening to this stuff and it's helping, let me know. You know, hit me up on social or send me an email and say, I'm really liking this. This is what's happening. Or if there is a topic that you'd really like me to cover, if you're stuck somewhere, then I'd love to help, you know, give you some coaching and try and maybe help you solve one of the challenges you're facing. So email me or contact me through the website and let me know what you're facing and what I can help with. So I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the weekly podcast. The sun's setting here, watching planes land. I've just ordered a little bit of room service here. I'm going to do some more work tonight. So wherever you are listening this day or night, I hope it's been useful. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Going to be speaking with you again really soon.